Hi, this is Jill from Reading in Berkshire. Welcome to 2016, and I hope that wherever you are, it's been a peaceful time for you, and let's hope that the peace continues as much as possible through 2016 into the future. So welcome to this first lesson of 2016. I haven't recorded for a while. Sometimes I need a break. I've been very busy with work and planning what I'm going to be doing next year. So let's talk a little bit about what we're going to be doing today. Most of the lessons that I've recorded so far have included sequences, and those sequences have been short bites, little short bites taken from, if you like, the potential to do bigger lessons. Now, one of the things that we use in the work, in this kind of work, is a principle and a process that is there within any form of coaching or training. And that's breaking down movements into smaller and smaller component parts and actually doing the process very, 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 very slowly. So what we're going to do today is we're just going to do some comparisons, some very simple comparisons. And this is going to be some comparisons of movement while you sit in the chair. You need to be in a chair which has got arms. So it could be literally an armchair, or it could be that you sit on a settee and you can rest one arm on the arm of the settee and then you move over and do the same with the other arm. But whatever it is, you need to be sitting with your arm supported. So it could be a wheelchair. So allow yourself to spend a few moments just to get into that configuration. So find yourself a way to get into that sort of configuration. And if you need to stop this and reorganize, then go and do it. So now, one of the basic principles in this kind of work, as I've already said, is to do with timing. It's to do with the speed of an activity. So while you're just sitting there, just close your eyes. And as you're sitting there, you can just close your eyes and imagine you're watching somebody playing a game of tennis. Now, it might be that you first imagine somebody who's playing a game of tennis, who is actually just a beginner, just starting to learn to play, and I might even be a child just starting to learn to play. And as they run around the court, if you like, the timing is slightly out, so the ball comes over the net, and their reaction time, their response time is just a little bit delayed. Just don't quite get the ball on time. They got to reach the racket out, and the racket's just not quite in the right place at the right time. So timing is a really important and key element when we are talking about performance. And most of the people that I'm working with want to perform better. They want to do whatever it is that they want to do in a better way. So with your eyes closed there, just imagining this, watching this young child, under the age of, I don't know, 9 or something like that, running around playing a game of tennis. That's a new person, new child playing tennis, not an experienced person. And they've got this big tennis racket they're trying to cope with, and they're running around, and they're tripping over. Oh, just about getting the ball. So what starts to happen is that the person on the other side is having to be quite careful about how they direct the ball, having to try to make it place in exactly the right place so that the person is able to actually, the young child is actually able to, is able to hit it, otherwise they'd be a bit mean. And if you notice this sort of interaction between these two people in your imagination, you can see how the person who's actually hitting the ball over the net is having to change their behaviour quite radically. They're having to do something that is not a competitive act. They're not playing a game of tennis to win. And the child is having to really work very hard. Okay, so just leave that alone now. And then in your imagination, imagine you're watching one of these, top on sand tennis players. We've got a guy in England called, well, he's Scottish actually, so called Andy Murray and or Federer or any of these amazing tennis players. There's two men there, but there's millions of women who play. And you're watching these two people playing tennis, and they are slogging it out. And the precision with which they send off their first serve is brain chilling. And the speed at which that ball is delivered is incredible. The force and the power that goes in behind that slam of a serve is quite incredible. And of course, the person standing at the far end is taking the full brunt of that power, because they've got the equal capability to be able to return. They've got the resilience and the strength to be able to return it. And they've got the precision, they've got that dexterity, that fine control. I have to excuse me, I have a little throaty thing. So as you're in your imagination thinking about these games of tennis, we can bring that back. So if you open your eyes, just this is yourself now, just sitting, listening to my voice, wherever you are, with your hand now resting, whichever hand it might be, it doesn't matter if it's the left one or the right one, but resting on the arm of the chair. And if it's a wheelchair, that's fine, but sometimes a wheelchair top is very narrow, so you might find that you start to become aware that's a bit of an issue. But anyway, so with this arm resting on this support out to the side, so you've got it maybe lifted up at the shoulder by about 70 degrees, 80 degrees, something like that. And the hand is just resting, so the elbow is at about 90 degrees. And I want you to slide your hand forwards and backwards along the surface. So you're just literally sliding your hand forwards and backwards. Now, normally in a lesson, we'd start off and I'd be asking you to bring your attention and to doing this slower and slower. But what I'd like you to do now is I'd actually like you to do this quite quickly. So it's sort of like a forwards and backwards, really quite fast. You can probably hear I'm sliding my hand now on this surface. So it's quite a quick movement, all right? So it's as if you're sawing something, like. So you're sliding this forwards and backwards, and as you're doing this, what you're doing is you're beginning to start to just begin to notice what you're doing with the rest of your body. Notice how relaxed your legs feel, how relaxed your tummy muscles feel, and how relaxed your chest feels. What's going on in the whole of your system in terms of what I call tensioning. So, in other words, your response to doing what is effectively an isolated action of moving the hand forward and backward, what's going on with the rest of you? And then let it away, let it go. You might even, if you repeat it a few times, if you want to, just notice what happens with your breathing. So say today in this lesson, you can have a rest for a second. We're talking really about, I suppose, a key component in this movement, which is just to do with the speed of reaction time. It's to do with it being able to produce a movement quickly. So come back again and put the arm out onto the side, and you're going to do exactly the same thing. Just sliding it. There we go. Forwards and backwards quickly, all right? And as you're doing that, just notice what's going on in your neck muscles. Just notice what you're doing with your eyes. Are you looking at your hand as you're doing this? If you're finding it difficult to move the arm forwards and backwards, then just notice where you're trying to make that effort take place from. And then just let it go. And have a rest. All right. Now, if you think about what it is that you've learnt from doing this process, the question that I would ask is, how easy was it for you to feel the rest of your body when you were making this movement so quickly? How much of your attention, your thinking needed to go into producing this movement of doing it really, really, really quickly. If I'd asked you to speed it up, what would it have been like? I wonder. Or maybe we could explore that. So if you want to, you could go back and you could put the arm there again, and you could make this movement even faster. See what it's like there. All right, and notice what's happening now in the rest of your body when you make this movement really, 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 really fast. Okay, where can you feel the tensioning going on now? What can you feel in terms of which parts of you, which, if we break the skeleton down, which bits of the skeleton are actually moving? We talk about integrated moving, spreading the, if you like, energy through the whole system. And I don't mean energy as in wahi woo wah. I mean energy as in potential energy and kinetic energy. Think about what's actually going on at these joints. If you were to continue doing this, and you can have a break every now and again and come back and do it and have a break. But if you just carry on doing this movement like this, what would happen with those tendons and joints and muscles that you're asking to work there? And it doesn't take much imagination to work out how it is that it's so easy for people to develop a repetitive strain injury or something similar, where they're overusing certain little muscle groups. All right, so now leave that alone, and leave that alone completely, and have a rest. You deserve a rest after sliding the arm so vigorously forwards and backwards. And remember, it's also something that you can do in your imagination. And as you're sitting, relaxing and resting, just bring your attention to your breathing there, and especially to the out breath. So that as you're sitting and relaxing, you're allowing some of that tensioning to dissipate from the parts of your body that you might have felt them spread into. And then thinking about how you could now perform this movement nice and slowly. So let's come back to the one of the core principles that we usually use with lessons, and that is do the lesson really slowly. So it's going to be beginning to start to think about where it is that you might want to initiate the movement from. So the outcome that you want to achieve is sliding the hand along this surface. So the outcome is to get your fingertips moving further towards the edge of the armrest. And now what I'd like you to do is literally just to carry out a small exploration. So you could lead the movement with your fingers. So your fingers are leading the movement, and your body is staying calm and easy and relaxed. If you bring your opposite hand up and place it onto your chest, so the area just around the breastbone area, as you do the arm movement of slowly, just tiny, sliding those fingertips forwards and backwards, ask whether any of your ribs are involved in this dance. I always think of the ribs a little bit like that. If you go and watch one of the large ballets, I don't know if you've ever gone and watched any of the large ballets, Nutcracker, Swan Lake, or whatever, and you always get the corps de ballet. You always get all the dancers in the tutus, all beautifully synchronized, dancing together in the background. And I often think of the ribs as being a little like these dancers. So it would be a very dark stage if you didn't have all of those beautiful dancers. So let's have your hand there on your rest, on your resting on your rib cage, and just as you allow these fingers to come forwards and backwards, ask your ribs if they can get involved in the movement, and then maybe move your attention further up the arm. So instead of thinking about moving just the fingertips, so moving from the fingertips forwards, think about the elbow. So transferring your attention into your elbow. So it is the elbow sliding along on the surface and on the rest there. Notice what it does if you fix and change your attention, move it from, say, the fingertips to the elbow. And then you can move your attention again to the shoulder joint, what we call the glenohumeral joint at the top there, the top of the arm between the humerus and the clavicle and scapula. So thinking of moving from the shoulder joint or the shoulder blade around the back. Now, as you're doing this process of moving your attention from one part of yourself to another, notice that it is as if you are perhaps bringing your attention to literally to smaller and smaller parts of yourself. So we talk about the movement that we create. It's nice if we can create a sort of global movement. But I think one has to sometimes remember that through creating global movement, we also have to be able to have an awareness of all of the small parts that make up the capability to perform this global movement. And then just have a rest whenever you're ready, have a rest and leave it alone and just allow yourself to notice your state now after you've been moving the arm in this way. Your breathing, your sense of your right arm. That's right. And because this is just a short lesson, obviously we're going through it quite a rate and we're only doing this on one arm. You can come back and you can repeat the lesson on the other arm. And if you wish. And of course, if you've had a stroke, this would be quite an interesting process to do. If you had persistent or chronic pain, this would be an interesting process to do, because this would be something that would be perhaps you could do this on the unaffected arm. You could even do it on the unaffected arm with the affected arm in a mirror box, which we've talked about before. So now let's come back and do that fast movement that we did right at the very beginning. So this time, literally, just go back to that really fast movement. Now, notice. Has there been a shift in the way that you do this? Has something about doing this, bringing your attention to the different parts of yourself, has something changed and shifted in just doing that small amount of focusing of your attention on this limb? And I would encourage you to spend time on exploring the small movements that we did at the beginning. Let's say that you often write. I do a lot of writing. I've been doing a lot of writing over the festive season, and I use my right arm a lot. And often I don't sit at the right kind of desk. I'm sitting slumped in a chair, or I don't know, just whatever. And doing a process like this can be quite interesting if you write, if you're a writer. So doing this quick movement, this sawing, and then coming back and focusing on these little parts, and then feeling what it's like to compare. Because when we do a lesson like this, of course, what we're doing is we're using a part of our brain. So we're using our whole system, in fact. It's not just one bit of our brain. So it's not like it's, you colour it in with a felt pen, as if you had a picture of the brain. Very popular at the moment to have colouring books. You couldn't just sort of go, oh, It's that little square there is red now. But there's going to be a massive amount of electrical activity going on in your brain as you're listening to my voice, as you're making the movement happen, as you're looking. You will be firing off all sorts of patterns and pathways. But one of the things that will almost certainly happen is that you are bringing your attention to this area of your brain quite consciously. You're thinking about it, you're directing yourself towards it. So I hope that's been a helpful little start to 2016. Oh, I've got an alarm going off. I'll be in touch with you again soon. See if I can turn this off. Very pretty in the background. I think that was actually my alarm to tell me that I needed to make sure I got the turkey in the oven and it was still left on my phone. So, a nice little start there to 2016. Tell me how you get on with it. Tell me what you find out. Tell me what you discover. I'm always interested in knowing what people find out. And I look forward to perhaps getting some feedback. You can always get in touch with me here in Reading. You can always email me either through the Feldenkrais Download Project website. You can put a comment underneath the podcast that I put up. You can contact me on Twitter. It's at Wigmore Welsh with a lowercase line underneath the Wigmore and Welsh. And get in touch. Tell me how things go. And I'll keep you updated in 2016. I'm starting quite a lot of movement lessons and movement classes that I'm going to be running in and all over England. So I look forward to talking to you very soon. Take care. Bye bye.